With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
The great President Abraham Lincoln once said, "Character is like a tree and reputation is like a shadow. The shadow is what we think of. The tree is the real thing." We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. That's right. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And this week, it's all about the rise to the top. This week, we'll be joined by guest Avi Horowitz, Senator Toy Hutchinson, and LaShawn Anthony, along with the new Playmaker Spotlight. And I'll be sharing tips at the end of the program on creating a business culture. It's a live show. Call us at 312-642-5600. 312-642-5600. If you have an idea about how you are forming the perfect business culture in your organization. So first up, we've got Avi Horowitz of the Auto Warehouse joining me right here in studio with a few special guests. Avi, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you.
So Avi, tell us a little bit about your business and what you do every day.
We are a used car dealership in Chicago and in Waukegan. We finance people that have not the best credit, that can't get finance anyplace else, and all the cars we sell, we warranty. The warranty is included. We don't believe in selling warranties, and we're all about good karma, good culture, great customer service. It's really easy in this business to be very, very helpful to all of the people that buy cars. I'm trying to improve the reputation of the business.
Fantastic. So, Avi, on your website, it says that the Auto Warehouse has been a trusted buy here, pay here car dealer for over 23 years. Do you mind describing what that means?
That means when you can't get financing traditionally at a bank, or when you go to another car dealership who tries to get people financed through banks or other finance companies, if they get declined everywhere else, there's what you call the car dealer that finances those who can't get financed anywhere else. And that's a buy here, pay here car dealership.
Got it. So your website says 23 years, but now I think it's actually been a little bit more than that. The business has been around for a little while. Tell us how you got into the business and what has changed from the time that you started to where you are now.
Well, I started right out of high school. I was wholesaling cars. Wholesaling cars means buying the trade-ins from new car dealerships and selling them wholesale at the auctions. That led to a retail used car dealership a number of years down the road. And from there, I was getting people financed at banks and finance companies for a number of years. And finally, I started doing it myself, and it's been pretty successful. As long as you treat people nicely, everything works out.
It sounds like that's a principle in the business. So you got into the business right out of high school, and I would imagine that now you are selling to people that your original customers' children. Tell us a little bit about that experience and the changes that have taken place, and or is it all the same as when you started, that basic principle of customer service?
Well, there's people that come in today that I remember selling cars to their parents. Mm-hmm. Their parents drove away from our car dealership with these people in car seats. And these days, these people are coming in with their own children. So that's very nice to see that people trust us for so many years. And the differences in the business is, in the business these days, is obviously internet. Everybody knows that. A long time ago, there was no internet. So the customers now, the brand new ones, they go online and they find us.
Is your inventory posted online?
It's posted online. So you would just Google anything that has to do with a used car lot in Chicago for people that have bad credit. Google knows which businesses are reputable. So on the organic search, we come up on the first page, the first or second listing all the time. That's how a lot of the business comes in these days. The people don't really come in from off of the street anymore.
So the business these days, it's more than just you. I imagine you have a team of people. How do you ingrain that the culture of the customer service, customer is always right? Is that what does that mean? This week we're talking a lot about culture. It sounds like, and from meeting you just over the past few minutes, that culture is really important to you. Can you give some secret tips to our listeners?
The customer always has to feel special. He's always got to have the wow feeling. And at times, people become unhappy for one reason or another. So it doesn't matter if you don't make money because you have to take care of a situation in order to make this person happy. Because in the long run, you'll be doing much better if you pay for a customer to be happy with over-delivering on things that you didn't even promise. There's no sense in any sort of a dispute or for anybody to be upset. It's the wow factor in business goes a long way.
So you teach your employees that is an important recipe.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy. It's easier for somebody to work at the auto warehouse since we embrace spending the money to make the customer happy. We sell used cars, and we do our best to sell as good of a used car as possible. But they're used. They're machines. At times, they break. So it's no problem if we take care of it. And at other businesses such as mine, when things aren't warrantied or promised, or even if people do buy a warranty and they pay for the warranty, things are not covered. So I believe in don't sell the warranty, just include it in the sale. And if anything breaks that isn't really covered, just cover it. It's not the end of the world. You're still in business. It's okay. It's very simple.
So you have multiple locations.
Yes.
For the business. So tell us where the auto warehouse is located.
3632 North Cicero in Chicago, one block north of Addison on Cicero Avenue. And then at 3375 West Grand in Waukegan, it's about 2 miles east of Great America. Those are the two locations that are open currently.
And as far as the culture in both locations, have you found it to be different? When did you open each of those locations in Chicago and in Waukegan?
In Chicago, we previously had two locations that were smaller. Now, last year, we consolidated into one larger facility in Chicago. That location in Chicago has been there since 1998. Previous to that, we were at 1855 West North Avenue by Damon and North Avenue. The Waukegan place opened last July. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary open in July. We are growing rapidly in Waukegan. People are realizing that we're the best choice because if anything happens, they always know that we're behind them.
Well, Avi Hurwitz of the Auto Warehouse, your mantra is easy credit for anyone. It sounds like you make the auto buying experience as easy and as friendly of an experience as it possibly can be with locations in both Waukegan and in Chicago. So, Avi, I can't believe it, but we're running out of time. We've got just about a minute remaining. How can people find you online, find your inventory, and get a hold of you?
Go to theautowarehouse.com. That's where you could see all of our inventory. Or you could just Google anything that has to do with buy here, pay here, Chicago. We'll be on there. And to advise all the business people out there, if you just simplify things and make sure that everybody's happy, number one, your employees, number two, your customers, but more so kind of equal. because your employees are there for you every day to be on the front line and be there when you're not there. And so,
and Avi, I've found that behind every successful business person, there's a fun side too. Where's your favorite place to travel on vacation?
Israel.
Israel. Okay, there we go. Business people, relax and enjoy. Find your book your next vacation to Israel. You'll unwind and you'll be a successful businessman like Avi Horowitz of The Auto Warehouse. Check them out online at theautowarehouse.com. That's where you can find out the inventory and get a hold of them. You're listening to the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Avi, thanks for joining us on the air. We'll be sure to have you back on real soon. Coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and Vistage chair Dick Smith. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. Check them out at TandemHR.com. You can also call them 630-928-0510. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Heavy delays on Lakeshore Drive heading northbound between the Stevenson and Jackson Drive. Also on the Eisenhower at outbound at Thorndale. The exit ramp is closed because of an earlier crash. Post office to Mannheim is 16 minutes, out to Thorndale, 31 minutes. On the inbound Eisenhower, from Thorndale to the post office, 33 minutes. From Mannheim is 20. The Stevenson, if you're heading inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 36 minutes. From the Tri-State is 26. From Cicero takes 12. The outbound lanes from Lakeshore Drive to Cicero is 12. To the Tri-State, 26. And to 355, it's 36 minutes. On the Dan Ryan, it's a little heavy between 31st and the Burns Circle interchange. Taking a look at the weather tonight, 71 and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 86 with some storms. Currently, it's 78 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
The issue is one of our reliance on technology.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
When we talk about our susceptibility to terrorist attacks,
that's why you have to have a backup plan. That's why you should store cash in your house somewhere. You might want to stock up on water and food. I've prepared myself in ways I'm not ready to disclose here.
Are you going to take off on a spaceship? Are you and your family going to bury yourselves in a time capsule?
If something happens, I will be able to protect myself and my family.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5. On AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plan. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Like all parents, I'm always looking for something fun to do with the kids. Hi, Amy Jacobson here, and I have a big-time suggestion. Donley's Wild West Town, a Western theme park just a short drive from Chicago in Union, Illinois. One admission fee includes everything. It's fun that everyone in the family can experience together, and there is nothing else like it. Rides, attractions, panning for gold, shooting slingshots, my favorite, a Wild West show, a museum, petting zoo, and great food. Parents, grandparents, and kids, everyone will enjoy a day together at Wild West Town. This is interactive family fun, so check out the details at wildwesttown.com. That's wildwesttown.com. And now you can get discount tickets at all Walgreens. That's right. Get discount tickets for Wild West Town at your neighborhood Walgreens store. Wild West Town, it's good old family fashion fun.
Donley's Wild West Town is now open 7 days a week from 10 to 6. For more information, visit wildwesttown.com.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, good evening once again, and welcome to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of the Get Down to Business radio show where we speak to CEOs and COOs and business owners of all sorts where they share their stories and best practices with you, our audience. I am your host, Dick Smith, the CEO's business coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International. And tonight I'm very pleased to have as our guest Chuck Manane. He's the COO of United RX, headquartered in Hillside, Illinois. And from their website and my conversations with Chuck, it says they're big enough to offer high-quality services without losing the personal touch of a hometown pharmacy. United RX is a full-service, independent, long-term care pharmacy providing services to nearly 100 facilities that include skilled nursing facilities, assisted living communities, youth homes, intermediate care, and developmental disabled facilities and hospice. So again, tonight, thank you for joining us, Chuck Manane, CEO of United RX.
Thank you, Dick.
See, could you give me a brief history, the CNN version, if you will, of your story at United RX?
You know, it's an interesting story. It's a merger between two corporations, and it came out of necessity for my partners who their previous partner had gone bankrupt, and they were not operators. And we happened to be in Las Vegas together.
Oh,
and they
attending a conference.
Attending a conference, and they looked at me and they said, "Hey, we need an operator."
Wow, look
and
at
so
that!
So we merged the two companies, and that's kind of how we United Scripps and ChemRx combined into United RX.
See that you just defined what luck means. I say, have you been lucky in your life? Well, that's when an opportunity meets a guy prepared like you were to take advantage. So good for you.
Yes.
So tell me about the geographic area you serve. How many employees and offices do you have? We talked a little bit about that.
Sure. We've got three offices. Our main office, our hub, is in Hillside, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And then we have a location in Carbondale, Illinois, and Bonterre, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
We service all of Indiana, all of Illinois, and all of Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
We're branching into Michigan and Ohio soon.
So what about Wisconsin at some point?
Wisconsin, we don't really have a customer base in Wisconsin, but we're open. We can service through our model. We can service the whole Midwest fairly easy.
Good for you. So when did you become CEO? You mentioned the Vegas trip, and explain your role with the company.
Well, I'm a partner in the business as well. And I'm the one who has, I'm a registered pharmacist. So I have the knowledge. My partners don't really have. They're not pharmacists. So they don't have the knowledge base to run or operate a pharmacy. So naturally they said, you be the chief operating officer.
And so we mentioned some of the facilities that you serve. So what does your best profile customer look like? Who do you best serve?
Well, the majority of our customers are skilled nursing facilities, mm-hmm. nursing homes. We service, that's probably 80% of our business.
Mm-hmm.
But we also service the developmentally disabled. We service mentally ill. We service, we have a facility that's just for deaf people. So it's specialized care for people who are in institutions. It's not really based, we're a closed door pharmacy, so we don't really service the general public.
Gotcha. So, you know, everybody has competitors. I'm sure United RX has those competitors. How do you differentiate your services from the companies you compete with?
Well, when I first got into this business, there weren't too many competitors. There were probably three or four main competitors in the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's 10 or 12
wow.
competitors.
Is that because of the ACA, Affordable Care Act, and or Obamacare?
Not really. I think it was more Medicare Part D is really what spurred the growth. And there's a lot of consolidation, and just about everybody thinks they can do this. So it's one of those things where if you're a pharmacist and you're not making it in one, you know, sector of the business, then go into another where you think you can do it. And people took our model and looked at it. There were people that I emulated and, you know, looked at to put my model together,
mm-hmm.
and the people below me are doing the same thing. So,
gotcha. So, how does pricing affect your business strategy? Is it a lot of competitive price?
It's extremely competitive in pricing, and that's one of the ways that we've become innovative in our pricing structure. There's companies that are using my old pricing structure.
Uh-huh.
Employees who've left and gone to other competitors, and they're using my pricing structure. And so you have to be innovative and create your own. And that's really, there's two things, customer service and pricing. Those are the main things. Mm-hmm. Anybody can provide an aspirin to these patients.
Right.
It's how you deliver it. It's customer service, and it's the price that you charge.
Yeah. And how important is that customer service piece of it, getting the right prescription delivered to the right patient at the right timing? All that stuff is...
Well, for the people who are working in the facility, it's extremely important.
Yeah.
For the owner, he's concerned about price because that's bottom line.
Sure, sure. Well, and there's insurance issues and all that with, we don't need to get into all the ramifications of owners' liability.
It's a huge issue.
So, hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight with your host, Dick Smith. And we're talking to Chuck Benane, COO of United RX, headquartered again in Hillside. I almost said Hinsdale again. I'm sorry. So what are the unique experience areas or special services that you provide that your competitors don't? We talked a little bit about the competition.
Well, some of the things that we try to do, we our logistics, we try to be unique in the way that we service the customer. We provide, you know, 2-3 deliveries a day. Some of our deliveries that we service, we expedite through air cargo, where a lot of our customers don't do.
Oh.
We also provide technology that our current competitors don't provide, such as Pyxis or med dispense units that we put into the facilities.
Oh, right there in the facility.
Right there in the facility, so that the nurses have immediate access to the medications that they need.
So tell me about the people you employ and their work ethic and whatever. How important are those people? And tell me a bit about your culture as a consequence.
Well, when you ask about culture, I usually explain it this way.
Mm-hmm.
We are not IBM. Mm-hmm. We're more Apple. We have a laid-back atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I think our employees would tell you that they enjoy coming to work because it's not, you know, bow ties and, you know, you don't have to, it's not strict. Just today, I walked in and they had a Hawaiian theme party going on, and it was just, you know,
it's a lot
of fun at work.
Good for you. Good for you. So does that help in recruiting the right people and building a great team, your culture? Do you use that as an advantage?
Well, recruiting that's probably the most difficult part of owning a business, mm-hmm. is getting the right people.
Yeah.
And so we vet out people, just trying to find somebody who fits in, who cares about our customers. And mm-hmm. and that's the main thing. I just want people to know that they have to care for my customer. Treat them like they're your mother in that nursing home.
Wow. Okay. So your strong value proposition is you want a mission of service type employee that is really
correct.
Into that mission of the business.
Yes.
And that's worked for you very well.
Yes.
Good for you. So what part of change in the industry? So you're basically in the healthcare industry to some extent. Yeah. Maybe pharmaceuticals aren't quite as problematic as some of your other healthcare issues, perhaps. I don't want to make any assumptions. But what part does change play in your business environment? Are you constantly changing as a result of regs?
Yes. I mean, our margins are continually shrinking, just like any other business. And so we have to look. It's not how you sell it. It's how you buy it. That's how we just continually try to find ways to reduce our costs of doing business so that we can survive.
And you're heavily regulated, obviously, your industry, right?
Extremely regulated, yes.
So what's your vision for the company 3 to 5 years from now, Chuck?
Well, we are continually trying to grow, and we're looking at mergers and acquisitions. We're looking at marketing to other states. So the only way for us to continue to increase our profits is to grow the business and grow our revenues. And we've got a good core right now. So we're pretty much at critical mass with our abilities to service customers. And so the more we grow, the more to the bottom line it goes.
Got it. So both organic growth, are you guys looking at any acquisitions? I mean, I don't want to get into, you know, confidential information.
But sure.
Both organic and growth through acquisitions?
Yes.
Good for you. Well, I'm afraid we're just about out of time. Boy, that flies, doesn't it? But I want to thank our guest, Chuck Benane, the COO of United RX in Hillside, with offices around the Midwest here. Thanks, Chuck, for being with us. And how do people get in touch with you if they want more information?
UnitedRx.net,
Okay, unitedrx.net, not .com. So UnitedRx. Well, thanks again, Chuck, and I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us once again. This has been the Playmaker segment of the Get Down to Business radio show. I'm Dick Smith, your host, the CEO business coach, and award-winning chair for Vistage International. You can find me on LinkedIn or contact me at dick.smith@vistage.com. And now, stay tuned for more Shalom Klein and his Get Down to Business.
It's become a summer tradition. And on July 18th, the tradition continues. It's Rockin' for the Troops 2015 with Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band.
Let's rock for the troops tonight, right? Are we rocking for the troops?
At Contini Park in Wheaton.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on.
Get your tickets before they're gone. Stop by Jewel Osco stores in Wheaton, Naperville, or Bolingbrook. Or visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword rockin'.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. It's Monday morning in Vienna, and two envoys say an agreement has been reached with Iran over its nuclear program. Iran's foreign minister says nothing to announce yet.
Among the major sticking points, Iran would like immediate relief from the UN arms embargo. That actually dates back to 2006. They'd also like to limit access to their military sites, and they'd like to speed up sanctions relief for their beleaguered economy.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Greece signs off on new austerity measures creditors demanded. Apparently, that's not enough.
The European leaders are basically saying, put your money where your mouth is and go ahead and urgently enact some legislation that will prove to us that you are going to push forward reform, and only then will we restart these debt negotiations.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. Pope Francis in Paraguay wrapping up his 8-day trip to Latin America. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Solid delays on Lakeshore Drive heading northbound between the Stevenson and Jackson Drive. Also keep in mind on the Eisenhower heading outbound at Thorndale, the exit ramp is closed because of an earlier crash. Post ops to Mannheim is 16, out to Thorndale is 31 minutes. On the inbound side, from Thorndale to post office, it's 33 minutes. From Mannheim takes 20. And the Stevenson from 355 to Lakeshore Drive heading inbound is 36 minutes. From the Tri-State is 26. From Cicero will take you 12. On the outbound Stevenson, from Lakeshore Drive to Cicero is 12. To the Tri-State 26. To 355, it's 36 minutes. Dan Ryan inbound, slow between 31st Street and the Burn Circle Interchange. Tonight, look for temperatures around 71 degrees with some thunderstorms. Tomorrow, it'll be 86 with some storms, and currently it's 78 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-500-4833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever, the mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-4833. That's 1-800-500-4833.
Back on Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and honored to be joined by State Senator Toy Hutchinson, who is joining us to discuss the crisis that is the state budget. Senator Hutchinson, welcome to Get Down to Business. Senator, are you with us? Looks like we're having
I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Welcome to Get Down to Business. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Of course. Little technical issue over there. So, Senator, you and I have spoken in the past, and I know that you are you're a fierce advocate for the most important services. And unfortunately, those services are at risk in this state budget that is currently, I think, non-existent. Do you mind giving our listeners a quick update on what's been going on in Springfield?
Yeah. Right now, there is no agreement on a budget for the state. The legislature has not found a way to agree with the governor's ideas for what it is he would like to have in place before he's willing to sign one. We did pass a budget that showed what our priorities are, and we hoped that he would use that tool called the line item veto to at least, you know, whittle it down and see what it is he thought was essential versus what is not essential so that we could actually get some progress as to the most important thing facing the state right now, and that's an operating budget.
So to give our listeners some perspective, you joined the state Senate in 2009, represent the 40th district, and you live with your family in Olympia Fields, which includes your district includes Chicago Heights and a number of the south suburbs. You've been a you and I have had this conversation that that you aim to work on behalf of the business community as well as many of the folks that need the important services that the state and many nonprofits provide. So, Toy, what do you think is at risk over here? First of all, during this shutdown, as it's being called, what mm-hmm. is happening and what is not happening?
Well, number one, as of July 1, that was the beginning of the fiscal year, the state is now operating without a budget in place. And that means that essential services, things for the most vulnerable folks and the most dangerous jobs we have, were at risk of not being paid. State employees are at risk of not receiving their paycheck on July 15th. A number of different core services and everything that has to do that would be under that line item of human services were at risk. The one thing that happened was that the governor did sign the portion of the budget that was through for K-12 education, so the schools will open on time. But what I try to explain to people, and I like this about the intro that you just had, is that, you know, the business community and the regular folks every day who may not own a business but do patronize businesses, one can't operate with the other. And the best way that I describe this is I remember having lunch with my daughter at a restaurant downtown. And while we were having lunch at the outdoor patio, there was a man standing outside who was panhandling, clearly mentally disabled. Really kind of talking to the patrons and panhandling and things like that. And I asked her, what do you think is going to happen to him when they shoo him away? And she said, well, they're probably, I don't know. I mean, it just, he's gonna go away. I said, right. He's either gonna go to another restaurant and do the exact same thing, or he's gonna be arrested.
Right.
And once he's arrested, the largest provider of mental health services we have in this state right now is Cook County Jail, because we don't fund mental health services across the state. So the most important thing for people to realize is that if we are going to be efficient with the small dollars we have, it is incumbent upon us to concentrate on how we spend those dollars smarter, not necessarily have a question that only centers around cuts. So in that example, we're going to spend three times the amount to incarcerate him than we would if we would spend money on mental health services that would have kept him from being on the street in the first place. That's the crux of the fight right now.
That's right. And I think and I hope that what folks on both sides of the aisle can agree is that we have to think out of the box. There's no question that we're in a tough situation. But the reality is that right now, who's being hurt from this? It is the most vulnerable. It is, right now, with the state shutdown, we're not doing a lot of good to our reputation as a home for business. If businesses are realizing that they can't get paid, they're already behind months and months. And now this is just making it more difficult. So folks like Tony Hutchinson,
here's the economic argument on that. Illinois is the fifth largest state in the country. We are the largest state in the Midwest. We have a gross state product that exceeds over $720 billion. And out of $720 billion, you mean to tell me we can't figure out a way to afford childcare or after school situations that are safe for our children or help for the mentally disabled or autism funding? The problem that we see right now is that in the crux of all of this is that the people who can least afford to fight back are the ones who are being used as leverage right now. And that's just unconscionable.
Well, what I always say to family members is that I think the recipe is wrong right now. I think we need to redo the recipe. I think the ingredients are there, but right now we need to come up with a new approach. We need to do things better. We need to do things smarter. We need to make sure that those that are most vulnerable, we need to make sure that those that need the services are provided those services. We need to be attractive to businesses. And I know you and I can see very, very closely eye to eye on that issue. And hopefully we'll continue that conversation, because we need people like you that are willing to fight the fight. So we are out of time. Senator Hutchinson.
Thanks for highlighting this. I love it. Thank you.
Of course, you have a website, senatorhutchinson.com. I encourage our listeners, check out Senator Toy Hutchinson's website to find out updates on the state budget. And, Senator, we'll have you back on when things have settled down. But thanks for joining us tonight.
Great. Thank you. And thank you to all your listeners.
Fantastic. After the break, we're going to continue the conversation about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways on I-80 eastbound between Central and Kedzie. It's pretty solid delays. There's a crash taking out the two right lanes. Also on the Chicago Skyway, if you're heading westbound, it's pretty solid between Cottage Grove and the Dan Ryan. On Lakeshore Drive, heading northbound, solid delays between Stevenson and Jackson. And also on the Eisenhower, if you're heading outbound at Thorndale Avenue, the exit ramp remains closed because of an earlier crash. Post office to Mannheim is 17. To Thorndale's 30 minutes. On the inbound side, from Thorndale to the post office, 31 minutes. From Mannheim takes 18. And on the Stevenson, inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 35 minutes. From the Tri-State is 25. Outbound lanes from Lakeshore Drive to 355 is 35 minutes. Tonight, look for temperatures around 71. Tomorrow, 86 in thunderstorms. Currently, it's 78. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Did you know that as early as 40 years old, your body produces up to 50% less nitric oxide? It's impossible to have a healthy cardiovascular system without sufficient levels of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so critical to your circulation that its discovery won a Nobel Prize in 1998. Now you can test your own nitric oxide levels with a free saliva test kit when you try Neo 40 Fast Melt Lozenges. With Neo 40, you get the same clinically researched benefits for your heart, blood pressure, energy, and stamina. The natural lozenges activate nitric oxide in your body in about 20 minutes, so you feel revitalized fast. It's doctor recommended because it works. Try your first 30-day supply of Neo 40 absolutely free. Just cover the small cost of shipping and processing. Plus, get the free test kit to prove it works. Call 800-996-2780. 800-996-2780 or online at tryneo40.com.
Back on Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Joined by LaShawn Anthony of Visuals for You. LaShawn, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Of course. So, LaShawn, you are a small business consultant, and you're involved in many great organizations. Today, we're talking about Rise to the Top. Can you explain what that means to you, LaShawn?
Well, in my consulting practice, I encourage the business owners as well as individuals that I'm mentoring to constantly seek self-development and improvement. And by doing so, in my opinion, you'll only rise to the top.
Absolutely. So I know you're very involved in an organization dedicated to helping, you know, women in business owners and entrepreneurship in general. And you just received some nice recognition from the state. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So I'm one of the founding members of 2020 Women on Boards. And we have a Chicago committee that launched in May of last year. And under the initiation of Dr. Judy Spoleto, she drafted and was able to secure sponsorship for this recent Illinois resolution, H.R. 0439, which was passed on May 30th. And it was actually Representative Michelle Mussman who was able to get the resolution passed through the House of Representatives.
Well, congratulations on that. Mm-hmm. Well-deserved recognition for your work. So, LaShawn, you are a subject matter expert, a marketing maven. Do you mind telling our listeners a little bit about what you do?
Absolutely. I am a small business consultant. I provide web development, graphic design, and event management services for small business owners, entrepreneurs, as well as nonprofits. I'm also a public speaker around the city on various business topics, a writer, and a mentor through a number of online sites for adults and teens.
And one of the things that you are renowned for and you speak frequently on is social media, and anybody who knows you knows that that your posts, your promotion of events, is certainly well regarded throughout the city of Chicago. For our listeners that may have been running a business for a long time, today we featured and highlighted a number of them that are sort of trying to understand how to use Facebook, how to use Twitter successfully. What tips do you have to get started?
Oh, well, I appreciate you mentioning that, but by no means do I consider myself a guru. I can think of a number of people that have more expertise than I do.
You're humble, too. Wow.
But I definitely enjoy social media. I'm on the platforms every single day of the week. I also enjoy presenting on the topic, as you mentioned. In regard to tips, I would have to say that number one, social media is not something that an individual or a company should just do every now and then. In my opinion, if you're going to be on social media, you really need to get into the thick of it and engage with people and not just push out information about your products and services, but also share information of your fans, what they're doing in the community.
So, LaShawn, what about engagement? Do you need to engage with your readers and your followers as well?
Oh, absolutely. Engagement comes in the forms of mentioning your followers and what they're doing, retweeting their various posts, sending them direct questions, and continuing a conversation online. And what I love the most are Twitter chats, which are typically an hour long and center around a particular topic or industry. And those can be found on every hobby and industry under the sun with various hashtags.
Absolutely. So, again, great advice from LaShawn Anthony of Visuals for you on how to engage with social media followers, as well as you have to be consistent. It's not good enough just to join a network and then it will just sort of happen on its own. You need to make an active effort. So LaShawn, congratulations to you and Dr. Spoleto on your work in the House Resolution 0439 that
right.
was passed. Good work, 2020 Women on Board. So what is next for the organization?
Well, we have an event coming up on July 22nd where we're celebrating a number of things, all the various press that we've received since the resolution was passed. And actually, I should mention for the listeners who are not aware, this particular resolution states that we are hoping that corporations will increase the number of women on their corporate boards over the next 3 years. It's not a law, but it's aimed at encouraging, you know, diverse gender representation.
Fantastic.
For the directors.
Well, you're doing
so
great
we
work.
We have an event coming up on July 22nd, which is a celebration for that, and it is posted on Eventbrite.
Well, July 22nd. We're running out of time, LaShawn. Can you share your website so our listeners can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. My website is Visuals, V-I-S-U-A-L-S, the number four, the letter U.com.
Visualsforyou.com. Fantastic. LaShawn Anthony of Visuals for You. Thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. After the break, we are going to be talking about how to create a business culture. LaShawn, we're going to have you back on real soon on Get Down to Business, continue the conversation about social media. But until then, we've got some more great advice about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
You can find out about all of my events at ShalomKlein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. What can a strong corporate culture do for your small business? A better question might be, what can't it do? A study by Harvard Business School professor emeritus James Heskett found that up to half of the difference in operating profit between companies is due to their cultures. A strong corporate culture also leads to lower turnover, which means lower hiring and training costs, higher productivity, better customer relationships, greater customer loyalty, lower marketing costs, and enhanced sales. How can your small business create a strong culture? Here are some 10 tips. Take responsibility. Every business has a corporate culture, a collection of shared values, traditions, and goals that make it unique. The difference is strong cultures arise consciously, shaped by the business owner, while weak ones arise accidentally from neglect. Create a mission statement, your company's mission statement, which clearly conveys your business's goals, philosophy, and unique differentiators in a sentence or two, will be a reference point. Keep it authentic. Corporate culture should be a natural outgrowth of your business's mission, your industry, your customers, and even your personality. Don't try to force a culture that's not authentic. IBM has one culture. Zappos has a very different one. Each is authentic to the business involved. Involve your team. Although you are a key driver of your business's corporate culture, that doesn't mean you can impose it from the top down. Involve your employees in fine-tuning your mission statement and determining what kind of culture they want to create. Create rituals. Rituals, stories, and rites of passage help create and sustain corporate culture. Whether it's a weekly Friday pizza lunch, a celebration for employees who reach certain milestones, or just the stories you want to tell when you welcome new employees to the team, create rituals that convey your culture at your company. Hire for fit. Look for job candidates whose personalities and attitudes mesh with the culture, and express your culture in everything you do. Everything from the design of your office to the store, your appearance, tone of your marketing materials, to the way your employees interact with customers should clearly convey that culture. And don't confuse culture for crazy. Wacky corporate cultures get a lot of attention these days, but being zany on the outside doesn't mean slacking off. Build rigor, ethics, and responsibility into the culture and check in periodically. 3 out of 4 executives in many surveys saw their corporate culture as a major driver of their business's reputation, but just 5% felt that the company's culture was strong enough to prevent a reputational crisis. Assess your culture periodically to make sure it's still working for your business. And finally, be ready to change. Nothing stays static in business today, and the corporate culture that works when your company is in the early stages may need to evolve as your business grows. If your culture needs a tune-up, don't be afraid to make that change. Get Down to Business is brought to you by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. That phone number again, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. And Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you and so many of our listeners create their personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. That phone number again, 708-771-7777. Join many of our listeners. Get a hold of Chris Everett. She's got some great advice for you. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Communicate your goals to others so that they are aware of how they can help you achieve those goals. Articulating your goals also strengthens your own focus and commitment to achieving them. It is all about creating the culture, and you have the ability to do it. This week, we had a fantastic lineup of guests, Avi Hurwitz of the Auto Warehouse. Of course, we had the Playmaker Spotlight with Dick Smith, and we had State Senator Toy Hutchinson, who talked to our listeners about her focus on business and the state budget updates of what's going on in Springfield. Not such great news, and we'll continue to check in on that. And finally, we just had LaShawn Anthony, who's a small business consultant, shared some social media tips, as well as gave an update on the fantastic work of Women 2020 on Boards. Great appearances by all of our guests. We're the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And next week, we've got another great lineup of small business owners, influence makers in the business community. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. Get a hold of them, TandemHR.com, or call 630-928-0510. To success, let's get down to business. Build that culture. Get out there, network, and grow your company. Make sure you have a successful week. Tune in next week, Sunday at 6 p.m.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry.
Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 30 years,